The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:06 in the morning here, August the 21st. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, guests. We've already got people in there already.
All right. Good morning, everybody.
Right. Yes.
Currently 66 degrees in the beautiful downtown studios. Our forecast calls for a hazy sky again with our highs of 97. There will be haze tonight. You know, don't you just love the red sun? I mean, we should just call it's a red Sunday. I think I've not really used that expression until the last few weeks. It's a red Sunday.
It is because smoke.
Because of the smoke. Hazy, then sunny, and mostly sunny on Saturday with a high of 99. Now, Saturday night calls for mostly clear. Out of this whole forecast, the rest calls for haze. But, again, currently 66 and our highs of 98. So the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's really cool to be Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. It's Friday, Carl.
Good morning, everybody.
Is it PGIF for you?
It is 8 after 7. You know, I get into the chat room and I type God Friday morning instead of good. I left out one of the O's, except maybe I didn't. Maybe it's just like, oh God, it's Friday morning. Thank you. Thank you for letting us get to here. A lot of things happening. We've got a guest on today that is the producer of a documentary on sex abuse of child stars in Hollywood, which has caused all types of consternation to the Screen Actors Guild and studios down there. That the well-researched documentary, and now the director of it has backed off and refused to do anything to publicize it because of all the pressure it's been in. But we're going to have the producer on today and talk to him about, is there a problem down there, and what, you know, why all the pressure? Because Hollywood is always taking the lead on taking care of children and all these. Is it maybe because that they have their own problems they don't want people to know about?
Well, and this coincides with the shocking headline news, of course, with Jared Fogel, the subway face, how that's all come down. And I mean, I go online this morning, and of course, the top of the headlines say sex addiction experts recovery won't be easy for Fogel. Well, so, you know, you'll be curious when they start to find out what his past is, where this began, this habitual, because it becomes,
you know, he was,
it becomes a kind of a, it's an addiction.
Right. Well, he also had an eating addiction at one time, and he said, you know, then he got into the Subway sandwiches and walking, and he became slim. So here, the thing about that is, you know, that it's going to be interesting, but they say he's going to be a target. He's going to plead guilty. He's going to go to jail. We don't know for how long. The guy's a millionaire several times over, believe it or not, from those commercials. And he has a number of other, you know, actually foundations that he had to help children. The whole thing is really strange. And then on top of that, the Ashley Madison scandal that's going on. Had you ever heard of that, Ashley Madison?
I heard the name. You know, it's really funny because I thought Ashley Madison was just some kind of Hollywood legend person. Then as it started to come out about what Ashley Madison represented, it's on the tip of our tongues now for the past.
Yeah,
but
so
no, I didn't know.
Several million people in this Ashley Madison website where you can go into it, and you're married and you want to cheat, and it gives you names of other people that you can hook up with. Well, they've tracked a lot. Of course, you know, the newspapers and the media is all in this, tracking it back. You know how much they'd love to be able to track one back to Trump, of course. But they haven't, of course. But they have tracked him back to the White House, Congress, Pentagon. It's amazing that, first of all, and I had never heard of this until they said they'd hacked into it. And I thought it was actually, you know, Ashley Madison, I thought it was some kind of shopping thing. Really, that's what I thought.
It is.
I guess I was right. It is a shopping thing. Shopping for adultery. Yes, we can
do
that. By the way, you know, yesterday we said there was a Trish fan in here. There's a Carl fan. Not a bromance, though. But if you ever leave Linda.
Thank you for the humor of that. I may call you one day. Just kidding.
You know, they said, too, as our guest, another one of our chat room says, he'll be fine in prison. They will take real good care of him. Okay. Speaking of taking really good care of things.
Yeah, let's just do the segue over to something that's just wonderful. And we have a red tick hound in the house this morning with Spencer, our Haven Humane
and
Society guy that brings in Pet of the Week. Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning.
I was going through old photos, and there you are holding that little potbelly pig. I got to put that on. I got to put that on Facebook. That is too good.
Okay, first of all, before we go into Pet of the Week, how was the cat adoption? How did that go?
The cat adoption event went great. We got almost all of our cats out. We didn't quite meet our goal, but you know what? Every cat that went into a home, that was all a plus. So it was a great turn of events, and lots of cats were placed into forever homes.
And you did the Pawsport, which I thought was adorable.
Yes, our Pawsport to adoption event. And unfortunately, if you missed out on that, you're going to have to wait until next year for our next one. Great event, though.
You mean if I went down there and said today, I want a kitty, but I want them at the Pawsport cost, they wouldn't give it to me?
No, we wouldn't.
Yeah, it was just a one-time deal.
Really?
Otherwise, you know.
Okay, how about if I did this? I want the Pawsport price plus 10%. Okay, I'm just trying to get some more cats out, man.
They will get cats out anyway. So I just glad to hear that that was a success. And so we have Pet of the Week. Let's talk about who we have today.
So this morning I brought
Critter.
With me Lacey.
That's a bad name. It should be Ginger. No, I'm not kidding you. That dog's name should be Ginger.
Well, Lacey's okay. Come on. She'll,
what is it? It's a cute name, but it should be
it's
Ginger.
A purebred. She's a purebred.
Oh, we can't label her as a purebred. In my opinion, she looks really close to a purebred.
She looks just like a red tick, yeah.
But because we don't have documents showing it, we can't actually label her as a purebred. But she is the white and red with the little red ticking all over her body, like
that's right.
The red tick hounds.
Like a roan.
And, you know, I've been at the shelter now coming up on 5 years, and we've seen a lot of hounds come through our doors, especially since the law passed where you can no longer use them to tree bears.
Right.
And Lacey is by far the best hound I've ever seen come into our shelter. Lacey is only 2 years old. I mean, how many hounds would just sit here in your studio with her head on my lap, just looking at me with her bright brown eyes?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just nice, amazing dog. She knows her basic commands. She walks great on a leash. She's good with other animals. We have her rated for a home with kids 5 and older, and that's just because when she gets really excited, she does this little happy feet thing where she just starts dancing around like the little penguin on happy feet. She can't keep her feet in one spot. Really adorable. And so, you know, when she gets really excited, she could easily knock over a small child and not even know that she did.
Not only a plus here for little Ginger, Lacey, little Lacey Ginger, is that pretty sure you won't have any bears around your house either.
You probably will not, yes. You know, and Lacey, she's been in our shelter for about 3 weeks now. Great dog. We're just hoping that today is her day to find her ride out of our shelter. She's completely done and ready to go home today.
We love the beautiful and amazing animals that you bring in, Spencer. And we haven't seen a red tick hound.
This is the
first.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is cool. You know, you need a dog. It's a little bit larger dog, but she has happy feet, and she is really a. I mean, she has her head laying in Spencer's lap, just looking at him like, hey, buddy. Okay, we want to find a home for Lacey.
Yes.
And this is a good dog. You know what? You've got a house or a farm. What a good dog this could be to have.
Okay, how do they get a hold of you again today?
Wow.
You would like to get you know, bring home a dog. If you have some acreage, too, or you're just...
if you don't, I mean, this is a dog you want to walk down the river trail.
Sitting in the side of your truck, sitting in the side of
ears flopping in the wind.
This is the kind of dog you could go on runs with. You know, we got a lot of people that run and like to do that. This dog right here would trot alongside you for miles.
Miles.
Yeah, this is a long-range dog, but she doesn't pull or anything like this. It's a great dog. And let's find a home for Lacey.
Yeah, so please stop by the shelter today at 7449 East Side Road between 11 and 5 to meet Lacey, or you could give us a call at 241-1653, and we can give you any information that you have that we have about her.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Spencer. Have a wonderful day.
And good luck there, Lacey.
I hope you find Haven Humane.
Yeah, I hope you find a home. You know what? We used to do a binge watching.
Hey, Bark and Wine is coming up, too.
That's right.
What were you saying? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We used to do a lot of binge watching on TV. we found this one show, but I've realized now that since we've had our Sleep Number bed, that binge watching is over. Binge watching means 35 minutes, and then I hear this little sound, and I look over, and there's Linda. She's all propped up on her pillow. She's got her glasses on, and sometimes she even has a remote in her hand, and that's it. But she's gone. That's it because
rarely
Sleep Number. Our Sleep Number settings are. My Sleep Number setting is 45. Your Sleep Number setting is 40. And with the Sleep Number bed, it's just so fabulous. And right now at the Sleep Number stores, they have a huge sales going on that you can up to 50% off on selected beds. And you can get the Sleep IQ technology along with it as part of that. But your bed itself, made in America, rated number one by Consumer Reports. It is absolutely a fabulous bed. You're never going to be sorry. And they've got the Sleep IQ Kids bed. So you can go in literally and see how your children are sleeping. Because with school going, all the stuff going on, they're probably a little bit excited, the little devils. So you want to make sure they've got everything right when they're sleeping. Sleep Number. Head over to the Target Shopping Center, to the store, see Brian or Janice or any of the professionals in there. You'll never be sorry you did. How much is a good night's sleep worth? We'll be right back after the messages.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes. And for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
It's time to cowboy up and think pink. September 19th at Reading Rodeo Grounds.
Wear your boots and get your pink on and join your friends in the Reading Rodeo Arena for a steak feed.
Proceeds donated to NorCal Think Pink and the Reading Rodeo Association Agriculture Scholarship Fund for local high school students. It's music, dancing, live and silent auction, and a special tribute to breast cancer survivors. Individual tickets, $25. Get yours early, only 500 tickets available.
Get your tickets right now at readingrodeo.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
7:21 in the morning here, 68 degrees, going up to 98 today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center. For over 70 years, and we're in their 70th year now, they have been a great hospital here in our city. Shasta Regional Medical Center has been ranked in the top 100 hospitals in the whole nation for 3 years in a row. You know, that's not easy. You have to have your stuff together, as we say. And then their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation, right here in River City at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Why? Because they treat people well. They treat our community well. They're all parts of our community. If there's something going on, they're helping out. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, I'm going to talk about tonight from 5:30 to 7 is going to be a kind of a going away for the Missing in America project that it's taking off on the Sea to Shining Sea run to Arlington, Virginia. Honors at Arlington, too. They're going to be taking a Silver Star recipient from Eureka, California. They're standing there for six veterans, a U.S. Army World War I Buffalo soldier out of El Paso, a U.S. Marine Vietnam veteran, former MIAP state coordinator out of Phoenix, a U.S. Coast Guard veteran, a Vietnam-era female out of Seattle, a U.S. Navy veteran, World War II female from Phoenix, and a U.S. Air Force veteran from Vietnam. Now, these are people that have never been claimed. For one reason or another, their remains have never been claimed until the Missing in America project started. And at which time they take them and they claim them. The Veterans Administration has a special place set up back east so they can make sure that they can find out who these people are, make sure they're veterans. Then they're buried with honors. And they are taking six across to kind of bring attention to this throughout America. And this is spread throughout America that there's MIAP chapters in many, many states. Many states have given the MIAP personnel, entry into all these county and private funeral homes so they can find these veterans. Anyway, they're leaving on Sunday. But tonight, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Vets Hall, they're having kind of a get-together, talk about the trip, but also show film and photos from the last trip 5 or 6 years ago. And you get a chance to donate some money to these guys, $5, $10, whatever. They're pay for it out of their own pocket. And there's nobody giving them money for this. No organization. So go on down there. Say hello. Say thanks. Give them a check. Give them cash. It doesn't have to be a lot. It just helps them with it. They need about another $1,200. About $1,200 to pay for all the expenses. They've raised all the rest of the money. So let's head on down there tonight to the Vets Hall on Yuba Street at 5:30. Stop by. Drop off a donation. It's really a good thing to do. All right. What are we going to talk about today? You had like, you know what? 27 new citizens sworn in at Lassen Park yesterday. This is absolutely fabulous. I love it when people become American citizens. Immigrants who have come to our country legally, have gone through all the hoops that we put you through, but then, wanted to become citizens, and they are extremely happy. I'm extremely happy. They probably know more about our country than native-born Americans because, they have to do that. They have to pass tests. They have to do a lot of things here. So hooray for our 27 new citizens here, and I'm very proud of them.
Congratulations.
I'm very, very proud.
That's fantastic.
Of them. Now,
you know that there is a desire and a work ethic already to become a citizen, to go through the courses, know who our founding fathers are. These guys are more educated, like, as if he's ever watched O'Reilly and see John Waters out on the street. If he approached these guys and then he went down in the square someplace and just asked like somebody who came out of the movie theater, guess who's going to know the question? He's going to know more about U.S. history. Well, then the guy that just came out of the girl that just came out of the theater and just maybe even college educated, but just doesn't really have a clue.
They have no clue. You talk to college kids and you ask them questions and it's like they're not even here. Who's your senator? And it's just a McLean. Are you from Arizona? No. But that's the only name they know. I mean, I find that really scary. I found it scary when my stepdaughter one time, I said, which, and we're in California, down at Camp Pendleton. I said, do you know where Mexico is? She goes, yeah. I mean, she's like a sophomore in high school. I said, is it north or south of us? Phew, that was it. She had no idea if Mexico was north or south. And I said, okay, if we're right here in California and this is north and this is south, where's Mexico? No concept. And she wasn't a dummy. I mean, she was getting good grades and all that. It was just, I don't know, maybe that part of the, maybe geography had not been covered, you know, in school at that point. My gosh, you live in California, you're 80 miles from the border. You ought to know which direction that is. Anyway, I was told I was being too tough on her. All right, Trump and the 14th Amendment. Trump has just, by the way, Trump has got a event tonight that started out in a room of 500 people, and then it went to a room with 1,000, then 2,000, then 5,000. He is now in the football stadium in Mississippi. There's Alabama. Alabama. They're expecting 30,000 to 40,000 people to see Trump tonight. 30,000 to 40,000
people. It's a movement.
To see Trump tonight. This is the guy Trump who is... does he have a governor on his mouth, or is he just so that smart that he's throwing stuff out there that has just attracted people? How many people just wanting to go just to see this? But he talks about the 14th Amendment that just because that you're born in the United States does not make you an automatic citizen if your parents are here illegally or if they come under another jurisdiction. And so a lot of people, the Supreme Court's ruled. No, the Supreme Court has not ruled. And now there's a number of commentators coming out with saying things like, let's talk about the 14th Amendment. And this is from Mark Levin, who a lot of people immediately will, you know, he gets excited. He's on our station from 3 to 6 every night. He said that there's a section in that amendment, Article 1, Section 8, that Congress and only Congress can establish uniform rule of who's an immigrant or who can immigrate here and who's a citizen. And the framers of this said that foreigners, foreign diplomats, and a number of others did not come under this because they did not come under the jurisdiction. Their loyalty was to another place. So what Levin and others are saying is if people are here illegally, they don't come under that jurisdiction where they should be just automatically given the rights of a citizen because they're not citizens. Therefore, their children cannot be citizens. And this is a really interesting concept. And so is that true? Obviously, a lot of people who are constitutional scholars think that. We're going to try and get Tim Pappas in here. Tim is our local constitutional kind of guy, and see what he says about this. But if that went to court, say they said you don't need a constitutional convention, what you need is people just to read this and see what it means. Nobody ever thought when a baby was born to this country by people here from a foreign land, that it should automatically become a citizen. And I find that really interesting that if indeed if you look at it like that, that it doesn't fall under his jurisdiction, then why does it happen? And then when Jeb Bush and somebody else used the term anchor babies, just somebody jumped on, why do you call them anchor babies? Well, and this Bush turns around and says, well, what would you call them? Well, no, I asked you, well, yeah, but if you can come up with another term where people come over here, they're brought over in buses at their seventh month, they stay here for 2 or 3 months in a hotel or in houses, they have their babies and they go back across in those same buses. There's a reason for that. They want those children to have an American birth certificate, an American citizenship, when indeed they are not. Their parents are not here legally, do not fall under the jurisdiction of the United States. I find this all just really interesting. But we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business there on Hilltop. Espresso Joe's, where it's not just coffee, it's everything. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the state, e-cigs, pipe tobacco, accessories, a walk-in humidor. They have it all at Tobacco and Brew. on Hillside.
Well,
Hilltop. Gosh, what am I doing? I've only been saying it for 8 years.
One of our favorite places and one of our longest sponsors.
I can't say Anchor Baby. One of these people said, you can't say Anchor Baby. Yeah, I can say Anchor Baby. Here it comes. Anchor Baby.
Hey, when we come back, more on the Ashley Madison fallout. KCNR 1460.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about, a place of grace.
It's hot and smoky, and yet they're on the job 24 hours around the clock, protecting our lives, our homes, and our property. From all of us on the China Fire and all the fires in the North State, a huge thank you for all you do. You saved our homes and patrolled our streets, keeping the looters at bay. Although we were without electricity, most of us returned to our homes standing safe, if a little singed. To our firefighters and our police force, thank you seems so trivial. We are sincerely indebted to you.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. 7:32 in the morning. And yes, so you heard the former commercial. We are, how can you not thank, in your hearts today, when you're out and about, if you look at these, see these men and women that are fighting our fires, you know, we do have like such a tragedy with the fires, and you think about the critters, and you think about, you know, we're living here in the beautiful North State, and there's the Trinity County, and you know, so many parts of our country are on fire, and people that put themselves in harm's way. We've had several firefighters perish, and I just, you know, thank them, you know, because these are like our emergency, are the people when you need them the most, and your life is in their hands to help you. So just say thank you. Okay, so this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur in Reading. It's fun to go in there and check out all their interesting firearms. And they have things on consignment there, too, that are really interesting. So you're always going to find unique items every time you go in there. And they also have a really good gunsmith. We like to go in there, of course, you know, because Carl has you know, his little gun collection. But go, you know, Carl gets magazines that, about what's coming out, the latest and the trendiest of, you know, armor and guns and that kind of thing. So he goes in and you can talk, gun talk, to a lot of the folks at Bastiani Arms. They're all very knowledgeable. Or give them a call if you have a question about something, 222-8222. Now, Carl just ran in the room because out front, what was happening?
Well, we told you yesterday how those brand new meters that cost $1,000 a piece have been knocked off. The tops have been knocked off. Well, there's more to the story than that because the meter guy's out there and we're talking. It seems like he said that the tops, and you just said it because you were out there last week and you said that when
with Kara,
when you touched one of the tops of the meter, it came off.
It was
and
weird.
You lifted it up. So what they were doing is they have snapped that off so they could lift it up and people would have put the coins
right.
in there. And they wouldn't. You wouldn't have known
no,
it.
No, you wouldn't have known
you
it.
You wouldn't have known that what it's done is they removed that top but put it back on
yes.
so it looked like it was working.
Yes,
and then they could just lift it up and empty it.
So Friday when we had our veterinarian on, who, by the way, is just a super doll, I walked her out to her car after the interview. And I was just talking to her and I just put my hands on it. I was just kind of leaning and it flipped open. And it just kind of wigged me out. Because
is that why you use quarters for lunch that day?
You just expect... No, it was empty.
It
was empty, but I tried the other ones to see, has somebody come through? Is this like a scheme where they cut it off so it looks like it's...
Well,
yes.
Now the rest of them have been busted off, and so he says, I really don't know what to do. I'm just take the rest of them off because they put them back on again. And $4,000, it's $1,000 for each one of them, and now they either break them and knock them off or they somehow drilled through them. And popped them up so that when you put the money in, they can just steal the money. He said, in fact, that one of them he went to, and he says, a couple of them had the money boxes in there. So that's exactly what they were doing. They've gone beyond that. Now, just talking about, let's just talk local just for a second here. There was a lady that wrote had a speech in this Take Back Reading. She is a realtor, I believe, and she's an instructor at one of the colleges. And she talks about the city and things that have happened in our city to people. And you don't see them in the paper, and I don't know why. You know, a girl getting stabbed. They're coming up. They're walking up to this other couple coming up to their business, and two guys are up against the wall. Passed out or in some kind of heroin stupor. One of them actually still had the needle in his arm. I mean, just thing after thing after thing. And so when people talk about perceptions and quality of life and reality, my gosh, I mean, paper, Record Searchlight, Brent and Gary and Francie and Kristen and Missy, you're the city leaders. I mean, come on, in the Record Searchlight, you're in there. To come out, I mean, where are the plans? Oh, it's been 6 months. Oh, we're going to come up with a plan this month. Well, what's the plan? Where you've got this, where people are breaking into places, where they're there, where they're doing things all the time. I mean, I've never heard of this lady before. But she felt it. She was so upset about this thing. She says, where is our leadership that takes this city and builds the economy? We're having almost like orgasmic, you know, feelings because we sold 16 acres to a business that was already here in Stillwater that does strawberry plants and berry plants. Yes, absolutely grand. I'm glad they did it. $840,000, all that. That's super. But we're acting like, oh my God, we're going to have strawberries and shortcake. Where is the money? Where are the jobs? Let me tell you something. My sister sends me and Linda on Facebook 15 best places to live in the United States. They range from Maine to Colorado to Iowa, California. Not one city in California was in it. How about this? The number one city in America to live in, Chattanooga, Tennessee, where my sister lives. Why do you think that is? The big reason. You know, it's 115,000. It's on a river. It's got a baseball team, you know, the Mudcats, which is kind of like our Colt 45s. It has the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga there.
So there's a university there.
They have a university
there.
But here's what they have. They have that big mega tube server or that line, that internet line that takes care of so much. You know, it's that very high speed line that people can get into. And there's a name for it. I ought to pull it up, but there's a name for it. That it's that, you know, that torrential gigabyte line, you know, that big hose that people need to be able to do the high speed computing and the high speed work.
They have that around the world.
Not only that, but Tennessee is easy on taxes for people moving in there. They are a right to work state. And in Chattanooga, not only do they have this big Kubota tractor firm, Volkswagen built there. Now, there's reasons that this is happening, but it's even more than that. But, you know, it's not just, you know, Lookout Mountain, you know, where a big battle, the Civil War, was fought, and Signal Mountain, where Sandy and Steve live. It's the people there that have gone forward, have pushed it forward. Chattanooga, Tennessee, river, same population. I think the same people. I met the people there. We've got people, you know, here just like that. And yet they are riding the cusp of being the best city in the nation to live. Low cost for housing, jobs, security in their jobs, education, all of that. So we can do that here. We've got that. We've got the potential to do that. We've got a four-year university at Simpson. We've got a two-year Shasta College. We've got the ability to build, to put people to work. Somehow we haven't. And what we've done is we've almost surrendered in many ways to what you see on the streets and what you see in these parks.
And
over
the
there,
theft.
Over there by the carousel, and you know, Patricia Barrett, please listen to this. You're writing from Sacramento, taking a whack at Sam Allen because she's complaining about what's going on next to her and her business. Go down there, Patricia, and just sit there.
Sit there with a sandwich
sit
and have
there,
lunch.
Sit there and have lunch. That's
and
a good
just
one.
Watch everybody.
Sit there and have lunch, Patricia, and then tell us that what Sam is saying doesn't have some validity here. Where they're out there writing on stuff. Well, we have no bathrooms. Well, that's fine. Let's just use the toilets right there in the bushes there. That's okay. I mean, at what point? At what point do we in the city start taking it back? But we can't because we obey the laws. We can't push people out. We can say, oh, get these people out of here. It's not going to happen. That's where we are in our lives. Right now in this city and throughout California. We need to do something. We need to bring the economy up. Where's the plan? The plan for from the Board of Supervisors, has anybody ever seen a plan from them? What about when they had a chance to double the size of the new jail? No, can't do that. That's too hard to do. What's going on here? Why, you know, is it going to take a group of citizens, and this is a group of citizens, which is what should happen, puts all this together. Where is the vision for the next 5 years from the county and the city? Where's the vision that says the river's going to look like this, the town's going to look like this, we are going to do this? Where is that? Brent, Missy, Francie, Gary, Kristen, where's that vision? Kurt Starman. Man, you're making $250,000 a year. Show us some vision here. Show us where it's at. Tell us, at least give us an idea where we're going. You all deserve, we deserve that. We elected you. We want leadership. You've got to provide it. That's why you were elected in there. These are all the things you said. Not a bunch of piecemeal, you know, happy poo-poo events. No, where's the one plan? Oh, it's a policing plan. I guarantee you that policing plan you've heard on this radio before. I guarantee you've heard a lot of it right here on this radio station from the chief and the sheriff. They're this new big plan they have. Okay.
Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, how are you, gorgeous?
I'm fine, good, Terry. Are you the Carl fan? Are you that Carl fan?
Okay. No, you're Poopsie. She's gorgeous.
Oh, okay.
All right, Terry, what's
Stella
on your
mind? Calls you Poopsie.
What's on your mind this morning?
Well, you know, you guys are just trying to say that what Brent Weaver basically said is that, you know, how do you expect us to fulfill these shallow campaign promises?
Yeah, well.
I mean, well, here's the bottom line. I mean, we're letting them do this. I mean, you know, we can complain about it all we want. We get public comment at the end. They work for us. You know, they say they're going to change the planning department so it's easier for businesses to have a business-friendly environment. They don't change it. They say they have a plan for crime. They don't change it. And when you go in there and you say something, you're mean-spirited or you're cruel or you're not working together and you're not singing kumbaya. I just think that people in the business community maybe need to go in there and voice their opinions. I know Vince Stevenson has, but
yeah.
I mean, really,
and then
truly,
then they did away with the Downtown Reading Business Association.
But I mean, all this complaining really doesn't do anything. If we're not going to do anything, let's not talk about it. I mean, if no one's going to do anything, and no one's going to stand up, I mean, I think people should go in there and line up 100 of them and just say, "No, we're going to have public comment right now."
Here's a good quote here from Carl Fan. How is it that there's constant complaints and negative, and you don't see there is movement?
Just because what we just talked about, nobody does anything.
Well,
you know, you want to do something? Okay, here's what we do. We go in there at the beginning, and we do public comment without their permission. What are they going to do, arrest 100 people for voicing their opinion? Is that what they're going to do? Is that what they're going to do?
Well, I don't know.
Or go to every single subject, put your name on every agenda item, and every agenda item, you go up there and tell them that they're not doing their job.
Are you talking about nonviolent protest here?
Yes, I am. You bet I am. And, you know, you go to everything. If the first agenda item is road, you say, well, we don't trust you on the roads, and here's why. Second one is who knows what. I mean, putting in a new fire hydrant, we don't trust you on the fire hydrant, and here's why. I mean, really and truly, if people want to stand up, that's what we have to do. All this complaining and whining doesn't do anything. You know, it doesn't, because no one does anything. And then when people try to do something or stand up for what's right or stand up for the majority of people, they're chastised. So really and truly, we've gotten to a point now to where, okay, if in fact no one's going to do anything or show up there or say anything, then don't talk about it. Because the real deal is that they were elected on campaign promises, shallow campaign promises, according to Brent Weaver. He's gotten away with all this stuff. Everyone lets these people get away with this. Everyone lets these people do whatever they want because they don't want to rock the boat at the next cocktail party. Is that the deal? Or is the deal really because people are afraid it would hurt their business? I don't think so. That's why Donald Trump, I think, is becoming so powerful in regards to having people wanting to have him come into office, because he's saying all the stuff we all think. Right, wrong, or indifferent, he's saying
so
what we think.
So we can expect you then at the next city council meeting for you to stand up and have comments on every
okay,
subject?
Okay, yeah, okay, that's good. I should do that, right?
Well,
okay,
you said that's what people do.
I've done that kind of thing before, so I should do that. So I can get my name in the paper. How about somebody else standing up?
How about five or six or ten people do it? What about 10 people to do it?
I don't know. Find some friends. I'm just saying that, you know, if in fact we want to get some things done, that's what we have to do. And sometimes you have to risk the situation of being unpopular to help everybody else. I'm just saying. You know, I'm not really pointing a finger.
But something has to be done. Okay, hey, we got to take a break. We're way past.
Terry,
thanks a lot, Terry.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
You know, Terry's passionate. I always appreciate, you know, when you're going to get Terry. Terry's a fighter. He goes in there and he fights for, you know, there's something very refreshing about that. He's kind of old school. Reminds me of, you know, the people fighting for their beliefs. And that's the beautiful thing about being an American. This person's show is brought to you by, before we take a break, we want to thank our sponsors of Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. For all your jewelry needs, go to Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Hey, Dr. Barea, back here with Dr. Sam Carino of the Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX 9000, and what it can do to improve your health and your life.
The DRX 9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system.
The DRX 9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica. Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical spinal decompression, like the DRX 9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs. We want the people of Shasta County to improve their health and become stronger in their bodies. Our all-inclusive care program includes physiotherapies, nutrition, exercise, decompression, and chiropractic care.
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300, 243-2300, or check them out online, ShastaSpine.com.
This summer, we believe we can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. Hey, head on out to Holiday Harbor the rest of the day. We've got lots of time. It's going to be sunny and hot for a long time here. Head out to Holiday Harbor out there at Lake Shasta. You know, there's more water in Lake Shasta now than there was last year. They have it all at Holiday Harbor. They've got boats. They've got patio boats, house boats, pull-alongs, paddle boards, fishing boats. They've got it all. Give them a call at 238-2383 or go to lakeshasta.com. Make it a staycation. Go out there. The people there are just super, and the equipment is just in outstanding shape. Okay.
We talked about that we were going to talk about the Ashley Madison.
Okay, let's talk about Ashley Madison.
And this is a site. Now they're releasing information that the spouse, if you're, I guess, suspect of your spouse cheating or whatever, that they're releasing all, they just releasing information with names, et cetera. So the fallout from that, I know that the hackers want to get even, but the fallout from that is going to break apart and do some very big damage to families. It's going to have a trickle down effect.
Yeah, but let's think about this. Ashley Madison, who I thought was an online shopping thing for women, maybe it is for some women. It was a site that broadcast itself, that advertised itself as a place for married people to hook up to commit adultery. And so now here's some of the things though about it. You could have used other people's names and other people's addresses. Like, you could have gone and used, Radio Carl at yahoo.com, you know, and been promoted, you know, and used those type names. And that would, you know, had nothing to do with me, but that's in there. That's in their servers. Or they have others. But a lot of the servers, a lot of them, when they went back to all these addresses, they found them going into the White House, into Congress, into the Senate, into .mil, in the Pentagon, and other places. And they've gone and they have found judges and many other, including the guy from 19 Kids.
I know. But here's something that I want to bring up here in the next 5 minutes, and let's talk about this. The Pentagon is very much interested in the names because the military expects good conduct from service members. Military law prohibits extramarital affairs.
It does. You can be in the military, you can be tried, charged, convicted, and punished for adultery. It's one of the big things.
So how can you then have your commander in chief? This is the question I have. You're saluting, you're following commands from your commander-in-chief who committed adultery in the White House. I don't understand this. I don't. Help me to understand this.
There is no way to understand it because I tell you, when I was in the military during this time, he was nothing but a joke, a farce. Here's a man that's sending us off to combat while he's getting a oral sex from a intern that is, you know, half his age. That if he had been in the service and I'm the commander in chief. I'm the commander in chief. They use that as one of the defenses that he couldn't go to court or anything. Wrong. You're commander in chief, then you fall under the UCMJ. You really want to do that? And then they quickly let that one go because they could have put him on court and put him on trial then, but he was not going to do that. And it was a joke. I mean, the fact is that all throughout the service during that time frame, people were being thrown out for doing less than he was, for saying things to subordinates. They were getting kicked out of the service, and yet here's the president doing this. And now, you know, and you start taking a look at the, you know, of what the military is. What is the military supposed to be? What is the military supposed to do? Protect our borders. Fight those wars. We're not a proving ground for ideas. We're not social experiments, even though the military has been doing that. Obama has done more to disrupt the morale and the ability to do our jobs than any other president that I can think of. And it just keeps getting more and more. Now, people are going to say, oh, no, you're just talking about the two girls that went through Ranger school. No. You know what? I put something out about the girls getting through the Ranger school, those women, the two officers from the military academy, and listening to some of what they're saying and some of what their fellow Rangers were saying. It sounds like these, you know, it took them a lot longer to get through, but they didn't quit. They had tenacity. And, you know, I believe tenacity is the finest leadership trait you can have, that you don't give up. Well, the fact is that there's people that are saying special favors were given. It was general officers there making sure they made it through, that Obama's going to be there for the graduation, and they knew about it 12 days ago before they were finished, you know, all those kind of things. Their command sergeant major said, hey, these girls are tough. You know, they made it through. And so my hat's off to them, anybody gets through Ranger school like that. If nothing was changed, and this one woman said that, she said it would have meant nothing. It would have meant nothing to get that Ranger tab if they had changed things. It would have meant nothing to me, nothing to the other girl or other woman. It would have meant nothing if they had made it easier, because then it's not Ranger. And it's not what they signed up for. It's not what they wanted. I value that kind of statement from somebody. Was it true? I hope it was true. But here it leads to a bigger question, because then an admiral came out and said, we're going to open up the SEALs to women if they make it through the six-month training period.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, that is tough. That is tough. I used to watch the SEALs because I was doing amphib stuff down in Coronado where they go through BUDS, the basic underwater demolition / SEALs. I saw men coming off there crying, crawling off.
Is this where they ring the bell?
Oh, when they can't take it. They crawled up and rang the bell.
When they can't take it anymore.
I saw a young man, a young ensign, that was going through the school, and he was in his three-piece suit to meet his parents. It was on the weekend. It was after Hell Week. He had no shoes on. Why did he have no shoes on? He had worn the calluses off his feet because they had been in the salt water and running in the sand for so long, the calluses had been just ground off his feet. And I said, wow, so having a good time there. And he goes, I don't think my parents will recognize me. You know, they had to shave their heads and everything. Mm-hmm. I went, yeah, you're going to do great. So they're going to open up the SEAL if they make it through BUDS. I guess I have to say is these two women are not going to be assigned to a Ranger regiment, though. That's not going to happen because they haven't opened Ranger regiments up to women. But if they did, the big question then is, so you have one woman in a Ranger regiment. Do you change everything around for this woman?
Why wouldn't you?
Because the hard part starts now.
Well, so I know, but what I'm saying is that here's a question. Can a woman barrack and bunk down with the men, and they just understand it's like living with the sister? She's going to have a bathroom next door. You know, she's going to have her time of the month. These are the things that are going to go on. It's like we're
in battle.
If they
don't have a bathroom next door, they have a slit trench that they squat over.
So she has her own.
It's not like that.
Well,
Rangers go into small missions and things like this. You could have a 6-7 man mission, and you're into a hide site, you don't go out to have your own slit trench.
Okay, so what if you don't have your own slit?
It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah,
it makes no difference.
Go in the same hole. Big deal.
They do.
So if you're
going
to go out in combat, you know, all of a sudden don't become
the
woman or man. You just go out to do what you got to do.
If they can do it, then God bless them. Put them in there if they can do it. The hard part now is, and they'll tell you this, okay, you got through Ranger school. Now the hard part starts. Now you got to go into Rangers. Okay, hey, but congratulations to those two women. Applause, applause, applause. All right, hey, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be with a gentleman that was a producer of a documentary on Hollywood children and sexual abuse. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In a letter to Congressman, President Obama is seeking to reassure Democrats about the Iran nuclear deal.
The president's letter to New York Representative Gerald Nadler pledges to keep economic pressure on Iran and keep military options open as well. The president, who has lost the support of a couple of key Senate Democrats, is trying to shore up support for the Iran nuclear deal ahead of next month's vote in Congress.
This White House correspondent Greg Clugston, with dozens of fires still burning and the death of three firefighters this week, Washington State Governor Jay Inslee summed it all up yesterday.
These fires have burned a big hole in our state's heart.
As for those who died, Inslee said they gave their lives trying to save the lives and property of other people.
The smoke is still there and it's thick, but it is not going to obscure their incredible act of courage.
Meanwhile, Dan Lyon, the father of a firefighter recovering from serious burns in a Seattle hospital.
This was his first season as a firefighter for the Forest Service. He joined this Forest Service to see if this was a career that he wanted to pursue.
NORAD is planning a training exercise over the Washington, D.C. area to test its ability to spot gyrocopters and ultralight aircraft.
The exercise will take place on Sunday between 9 and 11 a.m. Eastern Time. The test by NORAD, or the North American Aerospace Defense Command, comes after a Florida man piloted a gyrocopter through restricted airspace and landed on the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol building. NORAD says its exercise is based on that April incident, but it will involve four separate aircraft. NORAD also says it won't try to intercept the aircraft. Rather, the exercise will test the agency's ability to identify and track low-altitude, slow-speed aircraft.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon on Wall Street. A struggle for the Dow right now. It's down 230 points. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
We gave Tom 12 seconds to give 6 reasons why he opened a Mathnasium Learning Center franchise.
Okay. Great income potential. Doing good for kids. Doing what I love. Making math make sense to kids. 500 centers open already. 1 every 3 days. Mathnasium taught me the business. Helps me. Supports me.
Time's up. Pretty good. For franchise information, visit Mathnasium.com. Or take the first step right now. Call 855-361-MATH. That's 855-361-6284.
On the campaign trail in Keene, New Hampshire yesterday, Republican presidential contender Jeb Bush defended his use of the term anchor babies on a talk radio show describing children born to illegal immigrants in this country.
You give me a better term and I'll use it. I'm serious.
Bush says he does support the concept of birthright citizenship. Hardliners in the Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras' government, radical left Syriza party, have split from the party and are forming their own. They're angry over the fact that he agreed to more austerity measures. Political analyst Dimitris Rapidis says early elections called by the leader won't necessarily solve the country's problems.
Greece is already in a big mess. It's going deeper down to a huge political and economic limbo.
The 25 lawmakers announced their move in a letter to Parliament today, a day after Tsipras resigned and called an early election to deal with a rebellion in his party over his signing of Greece's third bailout deal and accepting austerity measures demanded by European Union creditors. This is SRN News. There would appear to be new signs of hope for treating a vast array of ailments that often accompany diabetes, as SRN's Keith Peters reports.
For the first time, there's evidence a drug reduces risks of complications that kill diabetes patients, heart attacks, strokes, and other cardiovascular damage. The makers of Jardiance, Eli Lilly, and partner Boehringer Ingelheim are releasing limited data from a 7,000-patient study indicating their year-old drug delayed the time until patients died of cardiovascular disease or suffered a heart attack or stroke. That's long been an elusive goal for diabetes patients and their doctors.
That's SRN's Keith Peters. Auto safety regulators are investigating reports that airbags on some older Honda Accords may not inflate in the event of a crash. The probe by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration covers about 384,000 cars from the 2008 model year. The agency says it's received 19 consumer complaints that the airbag controller computer failed. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning, everybody. 8:06 in the morning. It is the 21st of August here, Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Linda, what's it look
like
for weather?
Well, it's currently 75 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a hazy day with temperatures around 97, low tonight with 68. Haze and mostly sunny tomorrow, Saturday, with 99 and lows of around 67. The rest of the week, of course, calls out for hazy skies. Just be aware of that. Even though we're still going to do, and we'll be outside because, you know, we're by the river and it just seems to clear up. You know, we're going to be out doing music on the veranda.
On the veranda there.
Yeah, the veranda of U202 this Sunday with the jazz quartet. So please come on out. That's going to be from 11 to 1 is the music, but the brunch starts from 11 to 2. Good food, good time. That's jazz at U202 on the veranda. Anyway,
give them a call, 226-8439, because you do need reservations to be out on the veranda.
Right.
The place is filled.
It's beautiful
up
and
there.
It's on the river.
And you
so
can
it's
go
nice.
Inside, too, but it's absolutely fabulous, and it's going to be cool out there. Hey, our guest today, we're still trying to get a hold of him. Sounds like he was on a cell phone that was having a little bit of a problem. He kept going, hello? Hello? Anyway, we're going to keep trying to get him. We're going to call him back a couple more times. His name was Gabe Hoffman. He's the producer of An Open Secret. It's about Hollywood and children's sex abuse. And the fact they made this movie, a documentary that was rated in 93 by Rotten Tomatoes, which is a really high score, opened to rave reviews. It got the Screen Actors Guild threatening them with letters saying you can't have this in there and have this in there. That one of the guys that's in the Young Performers that helped form the Young Performers Council admitted to some things that were not quite copacetic, you might say. All of this, and now we're having a little bit of a problem getting him on the phone. So let's just move on to something else. Guess what? Guess what Northern California has? Guess what California has that it hasn't had in 90 years, sweetie?
What? 90 years.
In 90 years. Guess what they have now?
What do we have?
That you haven't had in 90 years.
State of California, you're saying.
That's right. A wolf pack. That's right. In Siskiyou County.
Just saw that.
Siskiyou County. A mom and five pups. And it's not OR7. You remember the one that came down and caused all this, you know. It's a mom and five pups. They have photos of it, and they're all out there looking really cute. Of course, they're not grown up yet into the pack that will pull down deer, elk, and cattle yet. But they will. They'll get there. And, you know, I just love this thing, is that people will say things like, you know what, if you see one, they won't attack you. Just, you know, savor the moment. And I can understand that. I mean, how many of you have ever seen wolves in the wild? I mean, I haven't. I've never seen, all the times I've been out in the woods, I have never seen a wolf in the wild. But we were watching this TV reality show, which means it's probably not real, but it's kind of real.
Right.
About these guys. Alone.
They
put these 10 guys out on this island up in
British Columbia.
British Columbia that's got more wolves, cougars, and bears than any other place per capita. you know, on these.
And they get to take,
And you can hear them, but you can hear them howling. You see the bears, you see the cougars, and they're all over the place there. But anyway, here we are in California with our first wolf pack. And I think now they're going to probably come out and say, oh, let's give names to these wolves. And this one can be Smoochy. Smoochy Wolf. You're not helping me here on this. All right. Okay.
Looking up our next guest, and it's something that, you know, we like whistleblowers.
Well, it's not only that. It's something that's been done. You know, to me, and our guest today, Mr. Gabe Hoffman. Good morning there, Gabe.
Good morning. It's an honor to be with you this morning.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I get a lot, as you can probably imagine. We get a lot of things that come through our on the email asking, oh, hey, we've got this person, we've got this person, we've got this person. Most of it, you know, just gets deleted. But you have something that just kind of, when we looked at it, we said, you know what? Isn't this interesting?
It reached out.
It reached out because we do a lot up here. We talk a lot about sex trafficking and problems up here with that, being on kind of a corridor right up here on the 5. But here's a documentary that you produced that talks about child abuse in Hollywood, and yet everybody seems to be trying to cover it up. So good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning on KCNR. And goodness, it was about 4 years ago after, you might remember, Corey Haim had died, and he had said he'd been abused when he was a youth in Hollywood, and Corey Feldman started talking about it, that my buddy Matt Valentinus from NYU, also a producer on our film, An Open Secret, he mentioned this idea, having been in Hollywood himself as an attorney for a big company, that, look, if you do the research, if you will agree to fund that, he promised that there would be results. And, in fact, after we contracted with Disarming Films and Amy Berg, boy, there's 5 to 10 times what you'd see in that movie. It's just unbelievable. And it was a moral obligation to make sure this came forward and got out there.
Now, How long did you all work on this film?
The entire process spanned more than 2 years, but we didn't wish to be filmmakers. I just happened to be a blessed, you know, business person, and when that evidence arrived, that was really the catalyst for the film. We didn't decide that we necessarily wanted to make a film. It was driven by the evidence.
Well, and the Hollywood Reporter informed that the film offers a sober look at accusations that lend themselves to sensationalism. Amy Berg's An Open Secret looks at the sexual exploitation of teenage boys in the entertainment industry by the older men who can make or break their careers. With any luck, it will encourage other victims to speak up and enlighten the parents of showbiz aspirants about the industry's dangers. This from the Hollywood Reporter. Did you feel like that was a step in the right direction that an industry mag would write something like that?
The reaction from the press has been amazing. I absolutely agree with you. Amy did a fantastic job as director. She was Oscar nominated for Deliver Us from Evil, which was very similar about the Catholic Church a few years ago. And it's not only the Hollywood Reporter, but the website Rotten Tomatoes, you may be familiar with, compiles what all the critics have to say. And An Open Secret enjoys an incredible 93% fresh rating from Rotten Tomatoes.
It also opened to, it was in one of the big debuts, one of the was it Cannes or Sundance?
Yes.
Please expand on that.
Yes, we did have difficulty initially getting into film festivals, and as you know, film festivals are typically just, okay, you've got a handful of kids who are fresh out of film school and $50,000 scraped up from parents and friends, and you're looking for the next Steven Spielberg, and there's a place for pretty much everybody. It might be, you know, in a corner somewhere, not on the big screen. But having a quality film that's a full-budget million-plus documentary with an Oscar-nominated director like Amy Berg, we were absolutely shocked that it took us about 3 tries. We were rejected from L.A. Film Festival, and then London, and then Toronto. before we finally got into Doc NYC last fall and Con this spring. Although Con, it was unofficial.
Okay. And why do you think, I tell you what, we need to take a quick break here. Our guest is Gabe Hoffman, who's producer of An Open Secret about Hollywood and how the and child children's sexual abuse in Hollywood, which to me, one of the things that kind of appealed to me was, and we were talking about it before we could, you know, before we could get a hold of you, was here's a city that you know, is against, you know, people having guns, and yet people make their living on these movies with violence, and then they, you know, they're against all these, you know, against sexual abuse and all these other things, but yet it seems to be like at the underbelly in Hollywood. I can imagine why you had such a problem with this.
It's the tip of the iceberg, as our film points out, and even after our film, you see this coming out regardless of An Open Secret, whether it's Jared Fogel, the subway guy, or whether it's that Law and Order director, just a couple of weeks ago, that Jace Michael Williams.
Well, let's talk about that, because and the subway guy is, of course, on everybody, you know, on everybody's front page now, because he's pleading guilty, and it looks like he's going to go away for a while where there is no subways. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Gabe Hoffman is our guest producer of An Open Secret. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. These cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 8:18 in the morning here on the 21st of August. 605-4567 is our phone if you have a question for our guest, Mr. Hoffman. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 73 degrees, going up to 98 today. Hazy
but only 98 today. Almost have to break out a sweater after the last few days. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793, veteran-owned business, as is Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, it's going to be in the 90s. You've got all the smoke we've got since the Northern California area is on fire. You've got to have your filters clean. You've got to make sure your cooling system and your cleansing system there is working. Well, Alliance Heating and Air are the ones to do it for you. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service in emergencies. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. They get the job done, and I tell you what, they're really great people. Our guest is Gabe Hoffman, producer of An Open Secret about Hollywood and child sexual abuse there. He's the producer of this film. And your director, Amy Berg, who is an Oscar-nominated director, you chose her because of her abilities. Is that correct, Mr. Hoffman?
And her track record in the film Deliver Us from Evil, which was in about 2006 and was a groundbreaking expose regarding the same issue of child sex abuse within the Catholic Church.
Well, this is such a timely subject, and it touches everybody. I am sure that the Hollywood community helped you all out on this.
Well, to the contrary, you don't see one single A-list celebrity exactly signing up to back this film. We were very honored to have Greg Louganis with us, California, you know, resident and Olympic, you know, gold medal hero diver. One of the greatest in America's history, out with us at Cannes.
Uh-huh. What about the distribution on this? I would think people would want to jump all over this.
It's funny that you say that, despite some of the attention we've been very fortunate to receive all over the internet and from interested, conservative media such as yourself and others. Boy, we had to independently distribute this film, which is what we're continuing to do. We did have a slight burden in that the Motion Picture Association initially hit us with an R rating, which was really unjustified. Fortunately, we're about to get a PG-13 rated version for really changes that no one would even notice. And we'll be pleased to be back in theaters within the next few weeks.
Well, let's talk about that. When you do your own distribution, how do you do that? I mean, do you the movie theaters come under corporations. Are they linked so tightly to Hollywood and in the big screens up there is that they can't take yours or they're afraid to take your production?
We've been fortunate to find independent theaters. Even in places like New York City, where we screened for several weeks, in Los Angeles, where we screened for a few weeks, where it's merely a financial arrangement with the individual owner. So there are a few independent guys still out there left. In addition, there's an application called Gather, which is spelled like you'd assume, only without the E. One can reach that through an Open Secret Facebook page, and that really is a power to the people application, much like crowdfunding, where let's say you have a group of 50, 100, 200 folks in any city or town, large or small, around America. Through the application, you all can pick a time when you'd like to see the film, and for the same price as a standard movie ticket, Gather makes it happen.
Oh. So would you all consider having something like that in a city of like in Redding up here, which shows a lot of interest in that?
Well, we have a film festival.
We have a film festival, but we also have Cascade Theater, which has shown a number of documentaries like Restrepo and others that touch on the people's hearts up here, you know, strong veteran community, but also a strong community that stands together against sex trafficking in this.
I would absolutely, I thank you for that suggestion. I'd be absolutely pleased to have our guys look right into that.
Well, I've got your phone number here, and we'll give you some people's names because I think that it's important that this come out. I mean, this is, you put this thing together to be able to help children and young adults that are trying to break into Hollywood, and there's nothing but story after story.
Linda here worked in Hollywood several years, and she's got all types of stories about people there, too. So now, one of the things I was really surprised to see was that one of the people that was really involved in young adults in Hollywood was also somebody that may have been a child abuser.
An open secret did uncover someone who was relatively prominent, who was in fact on the Screen Actors Guild Youth Performers Committee, who had been a founding member and involved for decades. Yes, he admitted to inappropriate behavior. An open secret uncovered that. At the same time, that's not necessarily an indictment, and we don't make an indictment of a larger institution. That's important to recognize, that the only fault it is, almost all of the time, is the fault of the pedophile, the predator. They are very smart. They blend into communities. And whether it's in Hollywood or in our own cities and towns, they could be right there amongst us.
Absolutely. Well, Familiar Faces, Different Strokes star Todd Bridges also talks in the documentary about the abuse he suffered as a child star, and Corey Feldman is seen in archive footage discussing his own experiences. Can you share some of that with us? Because we really want to see this documentary. So could you share some of what it was like, especially for, let's just say, Todd? Some of these people had to come out and talk about it, very much like Deliver Us From Evil, which would have been the men that had to come forward and talk about the fact that they were sexually abused in the Catholic Church.
There are two important elements there, and I'm glad that you asked. One is the concept of drowning those issues in drugs or alcohol, which was a theme that came in both. The other is the shame issue. When you have a straight male who, although they're young and they're developing, they may or may not know that they're straight at the time, if they end up being abused by another male, there's sort of a double shame involved. And that is a reason why the sexual abuse of boys in particular tends to go underreported relative to sexual abuse of girls. Both, of course, are horrible evils. In an open secret, we weren't looking for boys or girls necessarily. We just happened to look in Hollywood, and we happened to flip that coin over 5-6 times, and it landed on one side all of those times.
Well, I can understand that, because when they talk about sexual abuse in the military, okay, you know, you think immediately of women. But a lot of the sexual abuse that's happening in the military is also on guys. And this was a huge surprise to a lot of people when this came out, too. And, you know, there's so you choosing to have to select boys and young men, I think, it's a harder target. But it's even makes it, I think, a little more it's a little more unsettling. Because all the stories about, you know, the casting room couches and all these things and was, you know, it was always about women. But it was a lot more than that. It was about men also, or boys. One of the things that I was really surprised to see is that on a Hollywood set does not have the same protection as you would in a school, even when you have child actors working.
That's right. That's amazing. Brian Peck, convicted. And he was even very recently serving as a coach on the hit TV show Anger Management. We don't have the same bubble wraps around children's places of work in Hollywood, where there can be dozens, hundreds of children in a building, like we would schools, where they're not even allowed within, say, 1,000 or more foot radius, depending on the state. And that is one of many just common sense reforms that An Open Secret specifically recommends, and through the Courage to Act Foundation, where I've made a seed donation, and any profits that we achieve will go to the Courage to Act Foundation, we will lobby for such changes in Hollywood.
You know, I've got like 100 more questions, as does Linda. Can you stay with us for a little bit longer?
I'd be honored to.
Okay, well, we need to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:29 in the morning, 73 degrees out there, going up to 98. 605-4567 is our phone number. Give us a call if you have a question for Mr. Hoffman with a producer of An Open Secret. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You will feel the excitement the minute you walk in the door at Cicada Cantina with the unique one-of-a-kind ambiance. Located at 1691 Hilltop Drive in the heart of Redding, California, Cicada Cantina takes casual Mexican dining to a whole new level. Enjoy the fusion twist to our exquisite signature dishes. Sizzling steak fajitas, chili rellenos, pollo poblano, and fresh shrimp tacos. Or lounge out on one of our large patios and enjoy a birthday, anniversary, or any fun event while sipping on a delicious signature cocktail like the Prickly Pear Margarita or Mango Mantra. And don't forget, they can cater to any size group, from intimate gatherings at your home to a full-blown fiesta. Cicada Cantina. It's more than a restaurant. It's a party.
For the past 17 years, the Shasta Land Trust has served our community by conserving the beauty, character, and diversity of significant lands in far northern California. Working with landowners, partners, and supporters, the Land Trust conserves places that protect water quality and provide wildlife habitat and recreation. This summer, the Land Trust celebrates the acquisition of the Great Shasta Rail Trail, a scenic 80-mile trail that supports local heritage and culture and boosts the economic and social vitality of local communities. The Shasta Land Trust, preserving places people love for future generations to enjoy.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It's Friday, 8:33 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 73 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. Thank you, Shasta Gas Propane, for all the weather reports. Smoky Hazy, don't leave your kids' car, kids, dogs, grandma in the cars today. Or any day during the summer up here, you know, they're going to have a bad day. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business right off Athens Avenue across from Subway there. And we don't, it's kind of hard to talk about Subway without thinking what's going on. We're going to talk about that in a couple minutes. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. It's, you know, it's like the Cheers of barbershops there. You can't find a better place than Cypress Square Barbershop. And let me remind you to head on down to Classy Cafe with Millie and Kathy. You walk in, you get a hug. It's like coming home to mom. You know, you get breakfast and lunch.
great ladies down there, and a little mini military museum there on the walls. We've got all everybody that serves got their photo up on the walls there. Go see Millie and Kathy. Hey, we're here today with Gabe Hoffman, who is a he's an entrepreneur and a hedge fund kind of guy, but he got into the production of this movie called An Open Secret about Hollywood children and young adults and sex abuse in Hollywood. And they started this, and it took them 2 years. They were working on it for 2 years. They got a director that had been Oscar nominated for her work on
Amy Berg
on a what was the
name of the movie again?
Oh, Deliver Us from Evil.
Deliver Us from Evil. Right. And you know, one of the things we wanted to talk about when we came back, and we've talked about how it's hard to get people to distribute the film. It was hard getting it into
film festivals.
Film festivals, thank you very much. On Fridays, words like festival mayonnaise just throw me. Film festivals, but you got them in there. It's got a huge rating from Rotten Tomatoes. We have 93%. It's done a lot. It's, you know, but Hollywood has fought you on this. And one of the people that's been kind of a surprise is your director. It's not fighting you, but she hasn't gone out and helped you a lot.
Well, we are surprised by all of that because, after all, you have a contract with the director and it says certain things like reasonable press promotion. And, of course, when it came to the spring and we were going to film festivals and things, we did get a whole bunch of requests from big places, Feature and Rolling Stone magazine and a lot of other things. Big TV networks and shows that you'd recognize. And we heard that she was busy, and that's all that we ever heard for months. So, unfortunately, those folks aren't quite as open-minded as you all, willing to speak with a nobody like me about this very important film. I'm so glad that you are, and all of us are, but that wasn't the case in the spring with a lot of these big media outlets. Let's face it, I'm not an Oscar-nominated director.
Well, why do you think Amy did this? I mean, she obviously did a good job on the film. Obviously
it did. It received critical acclaim.
Yeah.
And so certainly she should be proud of it and out there speaking about it. It's her film, and she's put her name on it. So I can't really explain for her, but we know that she's talented and she has gotten a lot of work from a lot of other places in Hollywood very recently. I guess that's what's keeping her busy.
Well, at first,
the truth will come out in the next couple of months on that.
Okay, well,
how come will it come out in a couple of months?
Well, there is a process called arbitration.
And oh, okay.
We have sought to discover the truth through that.
Okay, well, at first, Berg said she had no interest in reentering the dark world of abuse that she had visited in her earlier film, Deliver Us from Evil. It's definitely, and she quotes, it's definitely not something I wanted to go back into, but even many years after the Deliver Us from Evil story, which I found really disturbing, was the number of convicted pedophiles who are still being hired on the set at kid shows. These are people who technically should be nowhere near children. That was very upsetting. So as she approached the filmmaking challenges involved, Berg discovered a wealth of visual material, 26 boxes worth, belonging to a collector on the East Coast who had bought up all the DEN's video archives. Now, DEN, am I saying that correctly? DEN.
Sure, we could just say DEN. It stands for Digital Entertainment Network for short.
Okay. So she found victims of abuse, now young men, who were willing to go on camera and relate their experiences, and in some cases their parents also agreed to take part. The young men described the process of grooming, which is a number of them confronted depression, drugs, and alcohol, which we'll find in the film. Tell us, you as a producer, you're very, very passionate, of course, because this is a project that you've put yourself into, but does it go for you beyond what it is to invest?
It's really a passion of just commitment and seeing the quality of evidence. If you were sitting at my desk and what you do for a living all day on stocks is research, and you gave Disarming Films and Amy Berg a research contract, and then they uncovered the things that you described, and you got 2 1-inch thick binders along with a DVD-ROM just chock full of things, both boys and girls, that's several times what you see in the movie. Of course, it's a moral obligation, and if there are any profits, great. They'll go to the Courage to Act Foundation so that we can further change. But it's really not a business thing, and thankfully, I'm just lucky that I grew up blessed and lucky in a wonderful community where I never experienced anything like this and never saw anything like this, and no child should. I'd like everybody to be just as lucky as I was.
Absolutely. Now, Gabe, names. Are there names that people would recognize out here in non-Hollywood land, and people that this is affecting, you know, that have were fell victim to this, and the people that were the ones that were abusing them, that were predators out there?
It's amazing how close the pedophiles get to even the most stratified parts of society. This digital entertainment network, for example, one of the individuals, Brock Pierce, who was, of course, from the Mighty Ducks, a big child, you know, actor star, and he's part of this group. You have Bryan Singer as an investor who introduced 2 of them, and of course, we're not saying that Bryan Singer's a pedophile. We make no accusations toward Mr. Singer. We don't have any evidence. We found pedophiles, and that was good enough. But he's about as big as they come, and 15 years ago, he's friends with a lot of folks who later on turn out to be pedophiles. We think it would be great if somebody like a Bryan Singer or a David Geffen or a Randall Kleiser, the director of Grease, who was the director of one of these digital entertainment network TV shows, if they could come forward, they're better public speakers than I, and speak about how these pedophiles got so close to them and that they didn't know, and give some instructions and some tips to parents and children across America about things that they might see or might have seen that could help us in the future identify them a lot faster.
You know, it's this type of thing here that it just makes you wonder is it comes back down again into the hypocrisy of, I'll just say of Hollywood, not all of Hollywood, of course, because you guys are doing it and Amy did it. But the hypocrisy of this that will, you know, that rail against things like this and women, you know, being sexually abused and children. And yet when something like this happens, nobody wants to stand up. Nobody wants to distribute the film. Nobody wants to be associated with it. And then you start getting the threatening letters. SAG, the Screen Actors Guild. I mean, they came after you with threatening letters because of what, one word in it?
Oh, they didn't like the fact that we identified this individual who was on their youth performers committee at the time.
And his name is Michael Hara, right, or Hara?
Hara, yes. Okay. They didn't like that. And it's unfortunate that there's such a shame and a stigma because clearly 90% or more of the people that pedophiles know do not know that they're pedophiles, right? Only their victims know, and only perhaps some of their pedophile buddies know. Nobody else knows, and nobody else is expected to know. And we never made any accusations against SAG or any of these other folks. This subject, hopefully, by talking about it, we can make it a lot less toxic. And by talking about it, we could start educating about grooming techniques and other things to really get this a lot better under control.
Huge problem in Hollywood?
Huge problem everywhere. Hollywood just happens to be a really wealthy, really famous, sophisticated place. Anywhere that a child is spending a lot of time away from their parents and they're around adults with positions of power, you have the same vulnerability, whether it's the recent AAU volleyball scandal amongst teen girls, or travel team sports, or music, or you name it.
Well, this is Gabe Hoffman is with us this morning. We're talking about an open secret documentary that's going to be, coming to a theater near you.
Is it going to be coming to a theater near you soon?
Yes, our Facebook page, An Open Secret Doc, we have almost 20,000 followers now. We are at An Open Secret on Twitter. And very shortly, once we have this PG-13 rated version stamped, we will be able to relaunch it in theaters across the country, and all of the news about where we'll be and when will all be conveniently in those places.
That's an interesting topic just in itself, to go from R to PG-13. What is that, just a few foul words, or is it, I just don't understand that, what you have to take out of a film to go from R to PG-13. That's just a whole other story.
Yeah, the rating folks perhaps might have been human beings and not computers, because there isn't a formula. And you could confuse how emotionally gripping a film is with what's actually in it, because we don't have any descriptions of sexual abuse. The survivors refer to it as when he was doing it or it. So we think that with just the most minor of changes that nobody will notice, with, like you said, just a couple words that aren't even related to the act itself, that PG-13 will be no problem.
Okay.
Well, our guest is Gabe Hoffman, who produced An Open Secret. It's a documentary about sex abuse for the children in Hollywood that are working there, the stars, the young stars that want to be, the things that happen, the lack of rules and a lack of protection for them on the sets. The fact is that the screen, distribution groups there were not helping, the SAG suing them. Because they didn't want to have that Michael Hara was part of it, that he headed up co-founded the SAG after a Young Performers Committee in 1975 and served as a chair from 2001 to 2003, has admitted, and according to this press release, that he's admitted to doing inappropriate acts, I think, or something like that, acting inappropriately with these kids. And he had three or four young men staying with him, ranging from age 6 to 15. Is that true?
Sure, and it's not maybe uncommon that, let's say, your child might be 14 years old or 16 years old and want to work in Hollywood if you don't live close by and your child is talented and perhaps you live in the Midwest or somewhere else. If you could find the trusted right place, that would be necessary. But, boy, you wouldn't expect them to be living under the roof of a pedophile.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Gabe Hoffman's our guest. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. It's about 14 minutes
till 9 o'clock here, Friday, the 21st of August.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the 11th annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Pause for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino, starting with an awesome buffet and featuring raffles, bands, dancing, fight games, vendors, and poker hand and joker hand prizes at each stop. Poker hand with a low hand of $250 and a high hand of $500. For pre-registration form and details, visit LettingDogPound.com or call 710-6289. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino, Dr. Jack Finch, Shasta Regional Hospital, Outlander Creative, Lakeshore Inn and RV, America's Tires, Shasta Athletic Club, AC Guide Service, R&R Meats, Everyday Fitness, CR Gibbs, Crown Motors, Lamb Custom Seats, Outlaw Motorcycle, Sojourn Cellars, Westside Pet Hospital and Boarding, Record Searchlight, California Brewery, Ridge Bay Resort, and Mosley Family Cellars. The 11th Annual Dog Pound Poker Run, benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Pause for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino. So why are you sitting there? Come on and ride.
the sound of celebrations awaits you at Mosley Family Cellar Tasting Room. Local entrepreneurs Marty and Mimi Mosley choose only the best high-end grapes from California, brought to their winery for everything from the crush to the bottle, right here in Reading. Beautifully crafted wines which pair exceptionally with good friends and great food. Stop by the tasting room, 4712 Mountain Lakes Boulevard in the old KMS building, Thursdays through Sundays, 12 to 5-ish, where you come as guests and leave as family.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It's about 12 minutes till 9 o'clock here on Friday. Heading out to Wind River here on September the 3rd and listen to Linda and Ladybot and the Bluebirds entertain out there. It's a great night. Romance on the River right there at Wind River.
September
Casino,
3rd.
September 3rd. Dance, drink. Have a great time. Superfood. I mean, just have a great time out there with Linda and her gang of three. All of this at Wind River. Okay, our guest is Gabe Hoffman, who is a producer of An Open Secret. We've been talking about an hour. It's about pedophiles in Hollywood. And we just watched the trailer. And, Gabe, I tell you what, that is a powerful trailer.
Over 250,000 people have watched it. So there clearly is interest to fight what Hollywood thinks. May I ask, have you guys ever heard of Jimmy Savile?
The name sounds familiar. Why?
Well, he was in the UK, and it probably doesn't seem possible, but he makes Bill Cosby seem small time.
Oh, okay. He's one of the big producer there or something, isn't he?
He was a big TV personality for literally about 30 years on the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation. And you guys know that the BBC in England from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, that was more important than even one of our big three networks today.
Benny Hill.
Yeah.
Benny Hill era.
He was Benny Hill multiplied by Bill Cosby.
Okay.
And he died in about 2011, and it came out just after he died that he had molested as many as hundreds of children, just horrible stuff, even during hospital visits and things like that, awful. And the British Isles have been just consumed with this ever since. And what we've seen is something that child advocates call the Savile effect. So that's about as high-profile a case as you could imagine, and it's just been going on and on and on in the papers and such for years. Well, whether it's child reports being up over 100% to Scotland Yard over a three-year period of time, or even broad things like rape and assault being up double digits in the UK, a country of over 60 million people. Everywhere you look around the spectrum of sexual crimes, as broad or as narrow as you'd like, it's all gone up because current victims who wouldn't have otherwise reported it get the courage to come forward and do so. They see somebody that big going down, even if it's post, you know, after they've died. Yeah. And they get the courage to say, you know what, I can get out of my situation. I can bring my abuser to justice.
Well, you know,
that's what we hope to create in America.
Well, and that's your end result.
So that's the end goal
there. That's your end goal there.
Sure. So even in the UK, when crime overall goes down to 30-year lows, the reporting of whether it's rape, child sex abuse, things happening in schools, almost any measure you look at, is up dramatically just in 2 or 3 years. Because as our film An Open Secrets tagline says, be courageous, report it, life gets better.
Our guest is Gabe Hoffman, who is a producer of An Open Secret, and it's a documentary on child abuse in Hollywood and all the different things, you know, and the end result is to something better for the kids there and for the young adults that are trying to make it in Hollywood
and being preyed on by these sexual predators that come after them. Thank you so much for being with
us. For joining us this morning, Gabe.
How can people see it? You said earlier how they can see your film.
Yes, we are on Twitter at An Open Secret. We have the CourageToActFoundation.org, which is our not-for-profit arm, to lobby for better changes through changing laws in Sacramento to better cover and protect our children who want to work in Hollywood. Our Facebook is An Open Secret Doc, and our website is An Open Secret Film. And very soon there will be news about how we're going to relaunch our PG-13 rated version around the country. So please stay tuned. And thank you so much for having me join you today to discuss this important film and important cause.
Well, I tell you, Gabe, like I said, we're going to give you a call afterwards and see if we can't somehow get your documentary up here to Reading and to our Cascade Theater. I know it would have a huge reception up here.
Oh, we've been as far as South Korea, and we'll be in the UK in late September, and I'm sure we can get to Reading pretty easily.
Northern California is a little closer.
yeah, we'll take you trout fishing. All right.
Oh, keep your eyes open for An Open Secret. Gabe Hoffman, thanks for joining us today on KCNR. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks.
Carla, in the news, I know you want
something
to talk
happy?
About a few things. Well, actually, jeez, we're going to be talking about veterans.
I hate hearing about this thing because,
I know.
You know, it's again, I go back to the hypocrisy of Hollywood, how they're against guns, yet they make their livings off these stupid movies and extreme violence.
That we watch.
That people go in and watch. And then, you know, this is wrong. Or they talk about these people, these sex abusers, all these things. But it goes on, and they don't even have rules that keeps pedophiles off of sets. I mean, how can they do this? And that's why when you get a documentary like this, maybe it will wake people up. Maybe it will cause people to come forward and say, you know, this happened and this happened and this happened. Maybe they'll make changes there.
Right. So because we are going to be talking about some veteran events that are happening this weekend, something that's just come out in the headlines today, half of critical positions open at some VA hospitals. About one in three jobs are vacant at nine of the nation's regional veteran affairs healthcare systems, leaving veterans waiting weeks to get care. This in the headlines today. One in six positions, nearly 41,000 for critical intake workers, doctors, nurses, and assistants, were unfilled as mid-July, in part due to complex hiring procedures and poor recruitment, according to critics of the nation's network of 139 hospitals and clinics that treat veterans.
It's not surprising because we've heard right here at the clinic here we've lost a number of doctors that have moved on to other places.
Why have they moved on? Why would they move on?
Okay, from what I've understand, we need to address this too because from what I understand is that they are getting inundated in caseloads. They're not letting them look at the people. They're being forced to do things that goes against what they believe is the right thing. Not in all cases, but let me just give you an example here. I had a test. I had a procedure because as you get over 40, you get procedures. I had a procedure. And I just said, well, what's the result? Well, they're not going to tell me. Only the doctor can tell me. Really? I mean, you can't. And I said, okay, maybe I can understand it. But, okay, when can I talk to the doctor? Well, you can't talk to the doctor. It's going to take 10 days for you to talk to the doctor. And that's by phone. Really? Okay. Or you can come down and get your results. Okay, well, I can do that. Well, have you ever tried to read the results of a CT scan? Okay. And down at the bottom, it said, it was, and frankly, I don't believe it, but it said unremarkable. And the results of the CT scan, it said unremarkable. And I said, obviously, you didn't scan enough.
Trust me, folks, that's a lie.
Anyway, and but then it had two words on it. I didn't understand what the two words were. I ran back in there. I walked back in there. And I said, what do these two words mean?
He said,
the guy says, because they were medical terms. And he goes, I can't tell you. I said, well, who can tell me? Your doctor can tell you. And when can I talk to him? 10 days. I said, well, can somebody? I said, I'm not leaving. Somebody needs to tell me what this means. He says, okay, I'll ask the nurses. He runs back in there. 5 minutes later, he comes out. We can't tell you. You can't tell me why? HIPAA. Only the doctor can tell you. Are you telling me You know who I am. I'm standing here with this damn thing in my hand, and you can't tell me? Nope, can't tell you. At this point, I realize why there were police in the VA clinic. I realize why there's police in the VA clinic. And so, but I took a deep breath. So I walked outside, took out my iPhone, looked up those words on the and I Googled it. Guess what? Unremarkable. That's what it meant.
All right.
But nobody would tell me that.
Tonight at the Veterans Hall.
5:30 to 7. Get down there. MIAP is getting ready to take away. Come on down and bring some money. Give, you know, they're trying to raise about $1,000, $1,300 to pay for the remainder of the trip. They paid for everything.
You're going to Arlington, taking remains
of six heroes that are going to be interred in Arlington. What a great, great mission. Missing in America Project, Major Fred Salante, and all the guys, Bud, the tail gunner. You know what? He's going to go back and run into a friend of his that's a lieutenant general that he used to play football with 60 years ago.
Oh,
Bud,
great.
What a great story that was. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. A lot of stuff going on. Be careful out there. A lot of smoke. A lot of things out there. Join Linda Sunday out there at Wind River at V202. It's going to be a great
on
time.
On the veranda.
There. On the veranda from 11 to 1.
No smoke there.
Are good guys and bad guys out there. MIAP, you guys are the good guys.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Wall Street's doing it again. The market extending yesterday's dramatic sell-off. Analyst Sam Stovall with Standard & Poor's Capital IQ says there are several reasons for it. Markets worried about China's slowing economy and oil prices are tumbling.
Investors are lightening up on their positions. It's causing the S&P to break through a technical support level that I think then has exacerbated the sell-off in the near term.
There is also uncertainty over what the Fed will do about interest rates, and traders are worried about more turmoil in Greece. Gusty winds making things even more difficult and dangerous for firefighters battling massive wildfires in Washington state.
This is an unprecedented cataclysm in our state.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee, firefighters are so overtaxed that now authorities are seeking volunteers to join the struggle. Also, at